Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You've got to wonder why they've even had Republicans coming out and attacking the birthers. I've said all along, I don't know what the truth is about the providence of Barack Obama. He had all these different aliases, Barry Sitaro, lived in all these different countries. The media lied about that early on. That's been confirmed. And now the way the White House and the media have been acting, where there is smoke, it looks like there's fire. My gut tells me he wasn't born in this country. But I always stick with issues I can prove. I like to stick with concrete info. Because people can't believe it, you know, 14 years ago, and I have government documents that are public, saying they're taking your blood and giving it to the Pentagon and to the UN at birth, and now it's mainstream news. People don't believe me when I read official Google press releases 4 years ago that they're using laptop microphones and cameras to watch you. I mean, if people can't even believe me when I have all the admitted documented proof, yes, I've studied and researched from the very start. The first 2 weeks, Phil Berg began to investigate it. He kicked it off. From the first 2 weeks, you heard about it here. But I've said I can't call myself a birther because I'm not 100%, but I think it should be investigated. Well, we've got attorney Phil Berg coming on in the next hour to break down big new developments like this one. LA Times. Arizona House panel approves bill requiring presidential candidates to show birth certificates. I have another headline that right at 50% of the legislature itself are saying right now they're not sure he's really natural born. And in a strange twist of fate, John McCain was born in the Panama Canal Zone, and at the time it wouldn't make him viable to be president. Under the law at the time, it's been changed. That's why Foreign Service people would always send their wives back to the U.S. to give birth. And then McCain lied and said that he was born at a military base, a U.S. base. One problem, that base wasn't open and didn't exist for 12 years after he was born. They don't even get their lies straight. But that's nothing compared to being an actual foreigner. But look, we know Obama became the first sitting president to be the head of the UN Security Council in total violation of the Constitution. We cover that in Fall of the Republic. In fact, guys, ask Aaron to give you a video clip of that, just of that five-minute session from Fall of the Republic. I want to play that when Berg's on with us coming up in the next hour. So we'll be covering all of this today, and Lindsey Williams is joining us. And I appreciate Lindsey and all his research, and I believe he does have, in fact, I know who the source is, former oil company CEO that he worked with. And he's talked to the guy again, and this is what this particular elitist has been told is going to break down in the U.S. And it's been very accurate in the past. We'll see what happens, and I'm going to just go ahead and squeeze the whole story out of Lindsey in one sitting here today. That is coming up in 2.5 hours. He'll be on with us for an hour and a half. And yes, I'll be interspersing important news and information throughout the broadcast as well. You are listening to the number one alternative radio show in the world. We also have the number one and two alternative news websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have the number one viral documentary films on the web. Obama Deception is numero uno now, according to all gauges, even passing Loose Change Up, which I've been proud to even been involved with that great film. And it's all because of you, the listeners, spreading the word. And it's because I have an understanding of the global system and do my research. And we work hard. We bust our butts here, and that's why we've got haters in the government, the media, and the grassroots. Lazy, narcissistic, deranged scum who are in their own private hells of being themselves, rotting human corpses.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're live. It is Thursday, the 25th day of February, 2010. Going to be here for the next 3 hours and 58 minutes. Thank you so much for joining us. Lindsey Williams with the big breaking inside info. He'll be joining us in the last hour. Attorney Phil Berg, the father of the birther movement with new developments, will be joining us, like the Arizona legislature voting and passing it out of committee. Looks like it's going to pass the full House to make presidents show their citizenship proof. I remember the media a year ago still saying it was a conspiracy theory that his real name is Barry Sotero. Or Sotero. I mean, that's an admitted fact. It's just more and more it looks like Obama wasn't born in this country. And when they have big national Republican TV hosts saying birthers are as bad as truthers, as if truthers are bad, I mean, that is outrageous. And that shows how scared the system is. So that is coming up today. I have four big stacks of news here in front of me. Remember on Monday, Drudge linked to our story that was directly from Citibank's own website that the federal government has ordered them and every other major bank we've now confirmed has gotten the notice that they may hold your money, even if it's already deposited in the account, for 7 days. Now, the reason that's important is they can devalue your money. That's what they do. They say you can't get your money out. for a week, and then when they let you get it out, it's been devalued. This is what's been done in hundreds of third world countries. Really, I should say thousands. You're like, but there aren't thousands of third world countries. There's 169 of them or so, depending on how you gauge it. Over 160. Well, I mean, Mexico's devalued their currency 20 times the last 100 or so years or more. Venezuela's done it more times than I even know. I mean, they just did it 2 months ago. Nigeria's done it. Every African country's done it. Asian countries. I mean, it went on in Germany in the Weimar Republic, bringing Hitler into power through that crisis. I mean, it's just, this is how it's done. It's like changing a tire. We know what the bankers do. And it's now all over mainstream news. We're going to go over some of it, that the central banks up the EU and are now robbing Spain, robbing Portugal, robbing Greece by design, just like Iceland, just like the U.S. I mean, it's the only issue. It's the issue that creates. It is the progenitor. It is the father. It sires all the corruption, all the money for the corrupt system. It empowers the corrupt elites to buy off whoever they want. And it's predatory. They want a world government to bring in carbon taxes and total control to consolidate everything into one mega global private banking corporation, as Gordon Brown called for last Friday in a speech, the Prime Minister of England. A global law. And who makes the law? A cartel of banks who met in secret 3 weeks ago in Sydney, Australia. That's the headline. Banks meet in secret. Secret location. The heads of our treasury departments of the world. They meet in secret. And now the EPA head says it doesn't matter if there's been no warming since 1995, and suddenly they've changed their story. They're going ahead with all the carbon taxes. That's coming up. Citibank controversy puts dubious FDIC guarantee back in the spotlight. The recent controversy surrounding Citibank's advisory to its customers, reserving the right to impose a 7-day restriction on withdrawals from their accounts, is a stark reminder of the vulnerability of a fractional reserve banking system and the FDIC's shaky guarantee that it can insure deposits in the event of a bank run. Won't be a bank run, it'll be a devaluation. As we reported last week, Citibank's notice informing its customers of the right to request 7 days' notice before funds can be withdrawn from all checking, savings, and money market accounts was necessary to ensure compliance with the Federal Reserve's regulations. Fox News Business reported on the little-known regulation yesterday in a piece by Daryl R. Isherwood. Yes, it's real. On Monday, people were sending me emails going, this isn't real. Oh, really? The direct link to Citibank's own website saying, okay. The requirement is part of a Regulation D of Securities Act of 1933, the last time they shut down the banks to devalue the money. It applies to all, that's the War Powers Act, it applies to all accounts classified as negotiable order of withdrawal, now accounts, basically interest-bearing checking and savings accounts, held by individuals and nonprofits. Banks are not required to hold reserves in place to cover now accounts, so that the rule prevents a run on withdrawals for which there are no reserves, states the report. So Fox News, reading from the government's own report, says this is to stop runs on the bank. For those still unaware of the fact, it may come as a shock that your bank has no reserves with which to cover withdrawals if there was a sudden loss of confidence and a good old run on the bank, as has happened on several occasions over the last 2 years in both the UK and the US. According to a spokeswoman, the bank changed the status of the bulk of its customer checking accounts last year to take advantage of the FDIC policy to provide unlimited account protection to certain types of accounts. When Citi transferred the accounts back to their original status, it triggered the notification of the 7-day requirement, states the reports. Although the FDIC claims it guarantees insurance to the tune of $250,000 per depositor per bank, The rising number of bank failures and those placed on the problem list has stoked fears that the tank is running dry. But see, that's not the larger issue. I talked to Dr. Roberts off air. It's that they will shut the banks down and devalue. And they don't want you running and getting your money out and having a spending spree before that happens. It's the old stories that are confirmed in Europe, particularly Germany, where you would go in to eat a meal during hyperinflation and let's say some Schweinehaken and some Kartoffel and a side of strudel for your dessert cost 1,000 Deutschmarks, hypothetically. It would be 2,000 by the time you finished an hour and a half later. So you would come in and say, and they would have chalkboards with the menu constantly changing every hour what you had to pay. Until the famous film footage of a woman with a wheelbarrow of Deutschmarks trying to buy a loaf of bread. And that really happened. And that's how the bankers rob you. They print tens of trillions of the currency for themselves. When it has value, they buy up dams, media, weapons companies, politicians, real estate, everything, hospitals, everything. And then they devalue it and leave you holding the bag. I mean, it's very simple. This has been done thousands of times in the last 150 years. Thousands. I mean, a study could be done. The average third world country has had devaluation every 5 years or so. And those are announced devaluations. They're always devaluing. See, when I was growing up, my dad explained to me with Mexican pesos how they were flimsy tin. He said, look, their currency's devalued. But he said, look, our coins used to be pure silver. Now they're only really silver plated. And now they're not even that. And pennies aren't even copper. See, we're like Mexico now. You've been robbed. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And the government just puts out fake reports saying the economy's better. Oh, your dollar's going further. Oh, big recovery. Hey. And Geithner and Bernanke go before the banking committees and say, we won't tell you where the money is. And Ron Paul and others say, okay, tell us. And they say, we have told you. And they say, well, tell us. Well, I won't tell you. I mean, I can't tell you how many videos I've got where they say, we do tell you everything. And they go, okay, tell me. I won't tell you. It's just a bunch of criminals running wild, and you've got a decadent population. The middle class has gotten pretty decadent in this country while we were being put into debt, being kind of tranquilized with milk and honey and bread and circus. And then now everything is shutting down. I mean, the economy is, I don't have to tell you out there, you know, it is falling apart and fast, and we haven't even seen the bottom yet. We're looking down this bottomless pit. We can't see the bottom. And until we identify the big private central banks as the parasites, as the criminals, as the problem, and stop obsessing over personalities and political parties. I mean, that's important to a certain extent, but only as far as you're educating the public that this government is run by a bunch of puppets. Obama was important to discredit so we could kill his agenda. When they were making him a big movie star, I put out two films that I know helped in devastating him. But now he just says, I'll just use executive orders and do whatever I want as a dictator. And so now we need to come back and fully expose him on the birther issue to fully cause him to be lame so that he can't carry this out.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, I'm going to play a clip of Ron Paul on the House floor talking about tyranny in America. Assassinations of Americans by their own government. A federal circuit court has ruled there's no Fourth Amendment, that police with no probable cause can come in anyone's house anytime they want. That's coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, we are being imploded like a third world country. They put the police state in place, told you it was for terrorists. We have their internal documents. It's for the American people. And we've got a chance to get this message out to the people so they can identify the real enemy, or it's over. We're being robbed and consolidated right now. And the federal government's announced that your money markets are not insured, period. They'll just take them. They have announced they'll hold your regular bank accounts. They have announced that they will take your private pension funds. The government will take them and then tax them and then give you a small portion back. This is all being announced. Absolutely criminal. Because if you'll put up with them stealing 28 plus trillion, you know, the news is finally saying 23.7. That's a six-month-old number. It's over 28 trillion, and that's a two-month-old number. Probably 30 trillion by now, but Bloomberg said 28 trillion a few months ago, and they have the documents. The point is, if you'll put up with that, you'll put up with anything. And if you'll put up with Treasury Secretary Geithner and much of the Congress and the White House not paying their taxes, but then with no due process, they put liens on your house, your business, your bank account, and take everything you've got. And a lot of businesses aren't paying all their supposed taxes because they can't. And then 800-plus cities, including where I live, the illegal aliens don't have to pay taxes, don't get DWIs, don't have to have driver's license. They get to not pay their power bill because they get to use fake matricula cards, and they just use a new one when their power gets cut off. The point is, this is a system run by criminals at every level. It's now happened. We are officially a tyranny. And now the tyranny wants to start shutting down free speech. You know, when Hitler got into power in 33, he didn't shut down free speech right away. It took him 5-6 years to really lock it down. And he staged terror attacks to get it done. Firebomb your own building. Attack your own military base. It's the oldest trick in the book. But this article by Paul Joseph Watson, who's just on fire. I mean, Watson is such a great... He's written two articles this morning. Citibank controversy puts dubious FDIC guarantee back in the spotlight. Get this article out to everybody. Greenspan told Bloomberg in an interview, worst financial crisis ever, including the Great Depression. That's a quote. Oh, yeah, we're in trouble. But the banks and the media keep telling you everything's okay. So you just stand down and think there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. So you just kind of stand down and just hope and just maybe I'll win the lottery. Maybe a leprechaun will give me a pot of gold. Maybe an Easter bunny will give me some golden eggs. Maybe my neighbor will give me a golden goose. You discredit the bankers and you say, we're not paying this debt like Iceland's done. Oh, Greece is being totally absorbed by the EU. They set up debt rules where they couldn't print their own money to get out of it. And then they send in a Goldman Sachs operative to literally bring the country into receivership, just like it's Nigeria or Argentina. I mean, the bankers land, they take over your country with men in black sunglasses with submachine guns surrounding them. And they march into armored compounds. And all over the U.S., all over Europe, police departments are being built with armored walls around them, machine gun nests. To get into them, naked body scanners. Look at this article. U.S. diplomats add a moat to their expenses at the $1 billion London embassy. And it said it's to stop rioters in the future from getting in. I mean, the government is building moats and walls. And using their unlimited funds of taxpayer money to shift now, and this has been the last 6 years, to the number one government-funded scholarship is for law enforcement, homeland security, spying. They got your kids, and they're just laughing. Look, your kids want jobs. We're giving them black uniforms, weapons, and we're telling them go wild. Shut up, slaves. We've got you now. You better take over your counties and cities and states peacefully. You better get good sheriffs in, like Sheriff Mack says. And you better stand tall and stand strong against this criminal takeover. And the good news is that's happening. Will they be able to roll, to hijack, to Shanghai, to bushwhack, to rob the United States and Europe? Are they going to get away with it? That is up to you. You will decide the destiny of the Republic. This is the battle for the Republic.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Obama's staff, Cass Sunstein, have all called for censoring the internet and specifically conspiracy theories like man-made global warming not being real. And now Cryptome.org, we've got him joining us tomorrow. Network Solutions shut down his website, took his domain, and erased everything. Outside a court of law, just did it because Cryptome posted an internal manual for law enforcement without warrants to track everything you're doing on Microsoft systems on your computer. Lawless, warrantless wiretapping. They expose the crime, and their website is obliterated. And I noticed that in New Zealand and Australia and other areas of the world, it was InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Cryptome. Notice those videos and reports we put out in the last month mentioned Cryptome. Now they're gone. Oh, the censorship isn't real.
It's not going on. It's not happening. Oh, really? Now a website around for more than a decade, gone. WikiLeaks in most countries, shut down, can't get it. And it's all being done so the system can rob you. And all over Europe and the United States, simultaneously, police are arresting people everywhere for videotaping parades. Or police, you'll be 100 yards away, the cops are beating somebody up, you film it, they walk up and charge you with wiretapping. When there are no laws against videotaping, there is no reasonable expectation of privacy on the street. That's how they put cameras up and watch you. And I had a big stack of police corruption news a few days ago I was going to cover. I didn't even get to it. It was cops robbing banks and cops beating people up and cops walking up to a group of women standing on a street corner and saying, get out of here. And the lady says, why? So they arrest her. And courts ruling there's no Fourth Amendment. I mean, it's here. You've got foreign banks that came in and stole this blind. They set up Northcom and Homeland Security, and they've got 3 million cops and growing that will do whatever they're told, like North Korea or Mexico or China. And for good police, you better speak up and say something. First, let's play this Ron Paul video that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul on tyranny in America. Listen to how far we've already fallen. And once they remove the dam, once the hedge is removed, the protection, it's unlimited. That's the thing about tyranny. It races. It gallops. It sprints. It goes up to light speed. It took 100-plus years to get to this point of the Bill of Rights being in tatters, and now they're just burning away the final shreds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My topic for this evening is now it's assassinations. What have we allowed ourselves to become? Are we no longer a nation of laws? Have we become instead a nation of men who make secret arrests? Are secret prisons now simply another tool of the federal government law enforcement? Is secret rendition of individuals now permitted out of misplaced fear? Have we decided that the writ of habeas corpus is not worth defending? Is torture now an acceptable tool for making us safe? Unfortunately, the single answer to all of these questions from the leaders of our country and to many of our citizens appears to be yes. And now we are told that assassination of foreigners as well as American citizens is legitimate and necessary to provide security for our people. It is my firm opinion that nothing could be further from the truth. Secret arrests, secret renditions, torture, and assassinations are illegal under both domestic and international law. These activities should be anathema to the citizens of a constitutional republic. The real threat doesn't arise from our failure to torture, rather desensitizing our nation to the willful neglect and sacrifice of our civil liberties fought and died for over the centuries is the threat. The concept of habeas corpus existed even before King John of England was forced in 1215 by his rebellious barons to sign the Magna Carta. This basic principle and expression of individual liberty, which has survived 800 years, greatly influenced the writing of our Constitution and our common law heritage. Today, we hardly hear a whimper, either from the American people or a stone silent U.S. government as our cherished liberties are eradicated. Instead, we have a government that deliberately orchestrates needless fear and makes people insecure enough to ignore the reality of their lost liberties. The latest outrage is the current administration's acknowledgement that we now have a policy that permits assassination not only of foreign suspects, but of American citizens as well. Of course, the CIA has used secret assassinations in a limited fashion for decades, despite international, domestic, and moral law. When done secretly, as in the past, our government at least recognized that assassination was illegal and wrong. Frighteningly and astonishingly, however, the policy is now explicit. National Intelligence Director Dennis Blair, in open testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on February 3rd of this year, acknowledged that American citizens can indeed be assassinated at our government's discretion. The U.S. government attempted to assassinate Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen without even charging him with a crime. We're told this evidence is secret, that he does not deserve any constitutional rights, and that some unknown individual in the administration has the authority to declare him a threat, and therefore a legitimate target for assassination. Yes, I know he's probably a very bad person. Yes, I know that only a few Americans are on the assassination hit list. Yes, I know that artificially generated fear makes a large number of Americans inclined to applaud this effort, which supposedly will make us safe. But if this becomes standard operating procedure and a permanent precedent is established, let me assure you that this abuse of the law will spread. It's time for Congress and the American people to wake up to the realities of the dangers we face. We must remember as members of Congress that we have taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. It should not be that difficult to distinguish the difference between the danger posed by the underwear bomber and the danger posed by a government that endorses secret prisons, torture, and assassinating American citizens. And I yield back the balance of my time.
Now, let's go across the pond to an article written by Paul Joseph Watson today at PrisonPlanet.com. Nigel Farage attacks Bilderberg EU president as quiet assassin of nation states. And it's all over the European news, even in Reuters, that the EU was set up by private central banks to go in and then mandate big government spending and then bankrupt countries and completely and totally take them over. Here is Nigel Farage. He, by the way, is joining us tomorrow, a member of the European Union Parliament, talking about how Herman Van Rompuy, who's always calling for global government, is an illegitimate fraud. Here it is.
You have the charisma of a damp rag and the appearance of a low-grade bank clerk. And the question that I want to ask, that we're all going to ask, is who are you? I'd never heard of you. Nobody in Europe had ever heard of you. I would like to ask you, President, who voted for you? And what mechanism? Oh, I know democracy is not popular with you lot. And what mechanism do the peoples of Europe have to remove you? Is this European democracy? Well, I sense, though, that you're competent and capable and dangerous. And I have no doubt that it's your intention to be the quiet assassin of European democracy and of the European nation states. You appear to have a loathing for the very concept of the existence of nation states. Perhaps that's because you come from Belgium, which of course is pretty much a non-country. But since you took over, we've seen Greece reduced to nothing more than a protectorate. Sir, you have no legitimacy in this job at all, and I can say with confidence that I can speak on behalf of the majority of the British people in saying we don't know you, we don't want you, and the sooner you're put out to grass, the better.
That's what you do. You call these unelected globalist crooks out. Gordon Brown is unelected. You know, he just stepped in for Tony Blair when he left. So what is that? 16 years since an election for prime minister in England? Shifting gears back to the United States, this is from Reason Magazine. Judge Alex Kaczynski, the Fourth Amendment is gone. Welcome to the fishbowl. That's a quote. Means you live in a fishbowl. Well, of course. I mean, Microsoft, without warrant, spies on everything. Their internal manual comes out for police. They're just all watching you, using microphones, cameras, in your house. You know, the Austin police chief about 6-8 months ago was in studio here, and he had one of his lieutenants here, and he was bragging, oh, we got better surveillance than the feds. And I said, oh, like cameras and microphones? This is out in the green room. in people's computers, dial into those, and the guy started smiling, and the police chief said, "Shut up, don't talk. You're here to be with me, not to talk. Be quiet." Well, I don't need the Austin police to tell me that they can dial into my cell phone, or if I had OnStar, which I don't, or into my house and listen and watch me. I'm not stupid like the other cattle you feed on. But what does this federal judge say? Last week, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals denied an en banc rehearing of the case United States versus Lemus, which dealt with warrantless police search of a suspect's home after he was arrested outside of it. As a result of the Ninth Circuit's denial, the search will stand, which has left Chief Judge Alex Kaczynski none too happy. In dissenting vote in the ruling, Kaczynski basically accused his colleagues of abandoning the Fourth Amendment. And here is his dissenting opinion, or his minority report. This is an extraordinary case. Our court approves without blinking a police sweep of a person's home without a warrant, without probable cause, without reasonable suspicion, and without, what's that word, exigency. In other words, with nothing, or exigent, yeah, with nothing at all to support the entry except the curiosity of the police always have about what they might find if they go rummaging around a suspect's home. Once inside, the police manage to turn up a gun in plain view, stuck between two cushions of the living room couch, as we reward them by upholding the search. And we reward them by upholding the search. Did I mention that this was an entry into someone's home, the place where the protection of the Fourth Amendment are supposedly at their zenith? That's where the man's home is his castle. The opinion misapplies Supreme Court precedent, conflicts with our own case law, and is contrary to the great weight of authority in other circuits. It is also the only case I know of in any jurisdiction covered by the Fourth Amendment where invasion of a home has been approved based on no showing whatsoever. Nada. Gar nictus. That's Latin for no evidence. Rain du tout bupkis. Again, I don't know Latin. These judges all speak in it. It all goes back to that. Whatever may have been left of the Fourth Amendment after United States versus Black is now gone. This is the judge, the chief judge. The evisceration of this crucial constitutional protector of the sanctity and privacy of what Americans consider their castles is pretty much complete. Welcome to the fishbowl. That's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And I have the ruling. I have the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, number 08-50403. United States of America, plaintiff appellee versus Juan Herman Lemus, defendant appellate. Gotta love it. You know, you think the general public lies. Growing up, I thought everybody was like me. I would never lie, even on my enemies. And then I found out in life and business that most people are liars. They're delusional. They just say whatever they want and play the victim. That's one of the favorite things out there. And just will make up whatever they want. It's like all these court cases we've seen where somebody fires a woman employee and they say sexual harassment. It turns out, you know, they brag on audio tape how they made it up. It's just sick. You think the general public is filled with scallywags and liars, a large percentage, not a majority. What about government and tyranny, tyrannus? I mean, you've got to have protections against this, and it's all being swept away. All being removed. We know what tyranny is. It's like you start feeling bad at work. You got a headache or sweating. You get a fever. You barely make it home. You run in, you vomit in the toilet, you get diarrhea, you've got the flu or some type of stomach cold. I mean, you know you're sick. America's got sores all over it, has 110 fever. We got blood coming out our eyes. We got warts all over us. We're shriveling up. We're on the verge of dying as a republic. Frankly, we're dead, but we could be shocked with electro, you know, convulsive paddles to the chest. And I just, I'm living in a tyranny. And I stay here because there's really nowhere to run. If there was some Valhalla free nation standing up against the New World Order that wasn't under the control of these banks, I would hop on a ship with my family and I'd be gone. There is nowhere to run, ladies and gentlemen. So I got to stand and fight the hordes of the New World Order. And you do too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Now, all over the country, state governments are moving to make you get a license and home inspections to be able to have a garden because you might grow marijuana. They promised us that globalization, NAFTA and GATT, would give us milk and honey. Ha! Democracy don't rule the world.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that.
your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence.
And that's what the globalists hate. They want you to live like somebody in Manhattan or Chicago. Totally disarmed, highest crime rates in the country, corrupt police, mafia running everything. They hate it that 16-plus million guns have been sold in the last year and a half. They hate it that there's hundreds of millions of guns and 150 million gun owners and growing. They hate it the polls have shifted from half the public wanting gun control to over 75% in major polls not wanting it. The world is turning against the globalist. They want to disarm you. It's such a good feeling in my home at night knowing I've got firearms. And if the government or criminals or home invaders ever are able to get our guns, they're going to have their way with us. And that's why Obama, in that internal speech that got leaked to his supporters, said these bitter clingers, clinging to their guns, clinging to their Bibles, we're going to get them. These are conquerors. They think you're here to be ruled by them. It's not going to happen. Steve Watson wrote a big story. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. EPA chief says they don't care if the earth hasn't been heating since 1995, which they now admit. It's settled, they say. They've got to save the earth with all their taxes. Let's play the EPA chief saying this. Here it is.
Do you agree with Dr. Phil Jones, as the former head of the climate research unit at University of Anglia, that there has been no statistically significant global warming since 1995?
I believe all the new information we have doesn't lead to any different conclusion than what we reached in the endangerment finding, and that is that the climate is changing and that mankind is responsible in part for that change and that we need to move aggressively. We need to move to clean energy legislation. We need to move to addressing carbon and putting a price on carbon.
That from the good folks at CNS News, Cyber News Service. So, there you have it. Doesn't matter if all their science is a fraud. They don't care, and they don't care if the Senate won't pass the bill. They're going to do it. And the federal government's rule that John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez saying children can be tortured in front of their parents is good. And John Yoo was interviewed. I got another video clip coming up later. Former White House lawyer saying, yeah, we can kill a whole village of innocent people if we want. We're the government. We're above the law. We can do whatever we want, whenever we want, however we want. Well, you're tyrants. There's no doubt about it. And the government is completely criminal and illegitimate, period. And a lot of you in the past said, eh, let them be corrupt. You know, let them run things. I got my house, my car, my beer. Oh, they're going to take that away from you, Jack. The establishment, Joe Sixpack, John Doe out there, Sally Soccer Mom, they're going to take everything you've got. They're not going to give you any quarter. What did Thomas Jefferson say about tyranny? The level of tyranny you will live under is whatever level you put up with. It will grow and grow and grow. It will never stop, and more evil people will get into position.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.